Conference recording started. Okay, great. Now it's recording. We're going to have a session now, like for about 60 minutes or less. That depends. And I'm going to coach you in something you want to work on. For example, it can be decision making, can be change, or it can be clarity conversation or something else. So it may, because you're math coaches, me, you know, we don't work with the content that much. So I may interrupt you to ask clarity questions or something else. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, great. And so I'm going to be here for you, and I do the best of my skills to support you and coach you through the whole process. So, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're ready. Great. So, Birgitta, what do you want to work on in this session that would be of high value to you?
Yeah, I will work on my coaching state. So, the state I would like to have when I start a coaching session, I want to clarify what state do I actually want to have. And how can I reach it? But the clarification must come first, of course.
Okay, so you want clarity on what state you need to have, and how to reach it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said was it at the start of the coaching session, or when do you want it?
At the start of the coaching session. So this is about how can I prepare before the coaching session so that I am in the right state for me.
Okay. So how you can prepare? So is it before the coaching session starts?
So first I have to know what state I want. I would like to prepare before the coachee comes. Before the coachee comes. Okay. I don't know how long time I will need for the preparation. We will see.
Okay. So it's about the state you want to be in preparation for the coaching session.
It's actually the state I would like to have when the coach knocks on my door. Yes.
Okay, when the coach knocks on your door. Okay. So is that the state you want to have in the start and through the whole session, or is it just in the start, or when do you want it?
I believe I would like to have it through the whole session.
Okay.
Yes.
Through the whole session.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know yet.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said last time. That's work.
Because I don't know yet if I have to change states during the session. So I think we just work with the state I would like to have when I start a session, and then I can try that on and see how it works.
So when you start the session, you need to find out what state. What do you mean by with state?
Yeah, so that is my meta state. I would like to be calm and confident and very present. So that's what I mean about state. It's my meta. It's my state and my meta state about my state.
Okay. So what do you mean with the state? What does mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, by what?
Can you clarify what you mean with the state?
That's how I feel in my body. It's most very much in my body.
Okay.
I feel and what's going on in my head if there's going on something in my head, but it's about the physical and emotional feelings.
It's a physical and emotional feeling. thinking about it.
An emotional state, mostly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a feeling in body you want to discover or find out in the session and reach it. What state of state you want to be in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what would it give you to find out that state and reach that?
Because now I usually don't prepare very much before a coaching session. I don't prepare myself so much. Especially not, I often not so calm when it starts, perhaps a little bit nervous. Give me more calm. I will feel calm and the client will see me as a calm person and that I know, so she can rely on me. And I would like to look and feel confident.
You told me just now that you want to feel calm.
Yes.
Is that a state?
I don't know.
Is that a state you want? Because you said you wanted to find out what state you need to be in, and now you said that you want to feel calm.
Yes, I want to feel calm. I think to be calm is a state.
So is it just calm you want, or is there more states you want?
I think it's more to it. It's more, like Femke described to us once what state she was in when she was in the know-nothing state, and there was a lot of ingredients in that state. So I would like to find the ingredients that I should have in my calm state.
Okay, so you want to know nothing calm state.
I want, because I think I should be nyfiken.
Curious,
yes. It would be a curious state, and a state that it's not about me, it's about the client, if that is a state. But I think the most important is that I'm calm and very present.
Calm and very present. Okay.
I'm here now. I don't think ahead.
I didn't catch the last phrase.
Pardon?
I didn't catch what you said, the last phrase.
That I'm present. So that my mind
that you're present. Yeah.
Here and does not wander, also thinking, thinking 5 minutes ahead or something. Just that my mind is in the now.
Okay, so your mind is in the now. And you said the most important that you're calm and present, very present, you said.
Okay.
And you also mentioned that the know-nothing state, and it's not about me, it's about the client. And you want your mind to be in the present. Then you said something, I don't really sure what you said, because I didn't really hear, but I think you said so that you don't have any thoughts about other things, or did I hear you right?
No, it's just that my mind don't walk away in front of me, so I don't think.
Okay.
So I don't start planning in my head what I'm going to ask next, when I am on one question and we are talking about that. Just to stay with that.
Okay.
And not go ahead fast. I think I'm going. Yes, I'm. Sometimes I'm rushing too fast to the next.
Okay. So you're rushing to what you're gonna ask next.
Yes.
Instead of being present in what's
instead of being present and being curious about what she or he just said and digging a little more, bit more into that. And that's what I mean by being present in the coaching situation, at least.
In the present. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Present and curious and calm and know nothing state. Okay. So it seems to me that you find the state you want to be in.
Yeah. But for me, it's
is that right?
Yeah. And but I think that I have to know what is most. I think that one is perhaps the peace stage or something. I mean, but I don't know that. The one that I have that I would like to access first, and then take the others on the top.
Okay. Okay. So you want to find out which you want to access first, and put and which they put on the top.
Yes, and in which So perhaps I believe that calm comes first, but it might be also present. I don't know. One of those two, I believe, are the first, and then the other stage should be put on the top of that.
Okay, so in the session we're going to find out which state you want to access first and which to put on the top, and to reach that state, to gain access to it when you're coaching, at the start of coaching.
If we have time, I would like to work with that as well. But the most important is, of course, to know what states I want.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So that's the most important, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So find that. So in this session, we're going to work on finding out which state to access and which state to put on top. What would that give you?
Yeah, that would give me, I suppose, a better performance when I'm coaching. I will feel more confident in my coaching, I believe.
Okay, so you will feel more confident in coaching and perform better.
Yeah.
In your coaching.
And that now, okay. At least that is my goal, to do that. It's my goal to be more confident in my coaching and be able to not rush, to just take one thing at a time and stay with the important things that are coming up.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, that if you could stay in what's in the now or what's important, then that would increase your performance in coaching, and you will be more confident. Is that right?
But it's called confidence, and also that I probably get more flow in the coaching as well.
Okay. We're gaining more flow in the coaching as well. Okay.
When I am able to stay with the important issues that is important for the client, and dig into them, I believe I will get more flow, and it will also be.
Okay. Sorry, I did not hear the last word. I hear you a little fussy sometimes. Yeah.
I think actually it will be easier to coach when I manage to not rush.
Okay. So what I'm hearing that you can be present to the issues for what's important to the client and have more flow in the session and more confidence.
So
it would be easier to coach.
Yeah, I believe that actually.
Okay.
It's more natural.
So if you have that, what will that give you that's even more important?
That will be, give me, I mean, I will be able to find the leverage point in coaching, and the client will get a better result from her or his coaching.
Yeah. So find the leverage point and get better results for the coaching, yeah.
More satisfied clients.
More satisfied clients, okay.
More in the end, yes. Oh, you know, like, oh, they get these aha moments.
Aha, okay. They get this aha moment, yeah. Is that important to you? Do you get better results with clients? They get these aha moments, more satisfied customers. Is that important for you?
Yes, I think so, because that means that the client realizes something that, for me, it means that she realizes something that she hasn't realized before.
Okay, so that the client realizes something that he or she hasn't realized before.
Yes, and that is, you know, making that could make change for them, make the difference.
Okay. Okay, so that will make a difference. Okay, so that's important for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing coaching.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. So that's why you're doing coaching, okay. So why is that important for you?
To make a difference, or that the clients shall find what...
You get better results with clients and make a difference, and they realize something they haven't realized before.
Because when they realize something they don't realize before, they can do changes in their lives that will help them to to live a better life in some way or other. Yeah, so they can be happier, or they can perform better, or whatever they are coming for.
Okay. Okay, so that they can make the changes they want, for example, be happier or perform better or whatever they want.
Yeah, so because when they realize what is the leverage point, then they can change if they want.
Mm. Okay, okay. So what will that say about you as a coach?
Well, that will say that I'm, I really help my clients to change and to find their way in their lives, find what is the best way. Yeah, so what's important for them, or what is the best way for them to do something. So when I work with a client, they will get results.
Okay, they will get results. Okay, okay. Is that meaningful for you?
Yes, of course. So what is meaningful for me, the most meaningful, is that they become more satisfied with themselves and with their performance.
Okay. Okay. So
either by finding out that they are okay as they are now, or finding out what they
could. Sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry, say again.
So either they can find out that that I'm actually, I'm good enough as I am now, for example, or they can find out what they would like to change to perform better or to get a better life in some way, and that's important.
Okay. So they get a better life and perform better.
It's important.
I hear you kind of bad. So can we see if we can hear? I hear the volume is good, but I don't always hear what you're saying. So I feel I can't
can
do
take
that.
Take up the phone and listen without the loudspeaker.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, hello. I think so.
Yeah, okay. Because now
yes,
I speak
much more focus goes to listening to what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, great. If I heard you correctly now, so your why to find the right states, what states to access and what which states to put on top in when you're coaching and reach that, is giving you more satisfied customers. They can do the change. You can find the leverage points so they can do the changes they want, if it's be a happier life or better, perform better or something else. And that would make a difference. I've heard you say more things about that, but is that the most important pieces to it?
Yeah, that's the most important results that I want from my coaching. Yes.
Okay. And when you get when your coaches get that result with your coaching, what is that giving you that's even more important?
Yeah, that it gives me the joy of helping people to get better lives. That's the.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a better relation with themselves and others. But I mean, a better life can be a lot of things. But yeah.
Better life, better relations. Better
relation with themselves is very important for me.
Better relation.
Yeah. Okay. And I think if you have when you have a better relation with yourself, you can also have better relations with other people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So they get better relations with themselves, and that and the effect of that is also better relations with others.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a very peaceful person. So I want peace within the peace within themselves and peace with other people. That's most important.
Okay, peace. Okay, so peace with themselves and peace with other people. Okay.
Yeah, that is, and that peace can come in. Yeah, in many ways, then, of course.
Sorry, come again?
So that peace can be created in many ways, that is, because the peace depends on what is important for that person. And so when they are satisfied with what they are doing and thinking and feeling, they can get peace within themselves.
Okay.
So the peace thing, you know, peace. It's very high up.
It's very high up. Okay.
I mean, why? It's a frame high up.
Okay. So this peace you're talking about, there you get peace with yourself and others. Why is that important for you?
Because then the world becomes a better place when people have peace within themselves and peace with other people, and less.
Yeah. So the world gets a better place.
It starts. I can't, of course, cure the world, but I can help some. Keep persons cure themselves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So that's why you're coaching. If I
yes, that's why I'm coaching. That's why I'm coaching. I'm a peacemaker.
Okay. So would it be important for you to be more present with the client? And be more calm and confident, so you can you can find the leverage point, so they can do the changes they want, and be with more at peace with themselves and others, and that creates that contributes and creates a better world, a better place to live in. Okay. So when you want this state. And the states put on is in the start of coaching session, and it's when you're coaching a coachee. I understood correctly. Yeah. Okay. So what do you need to do to find out which state to access first and which state to put on top?
Then I have answered it myself, actually, because I need to find this peace state myself, because I think if when I can define what is my peace state and start the coaching.
Oh, what's your peace state?
Yes, so I can start the coaching from a state of peace within myself.
Okay.
I think that is the solution. Because
Then
we have this pacing and leading. And I think this calm. So then calm and being present is that for me is part of the peace state.
Okay. Calm and present is a piece of the
A part of the peace.
Peace within it.
Yeah, I think so. And also yes.
Hmm. Okay.
So I think that
So it seems to me you found your state, which state to be in.
Yeah, because I think that is also nowadays it's very popular with mindfulness, and I think calm and present is also that is a part also of the mindfulness state. And
yeah,
when you're mindful, you are very present and you see and hear and feel what is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but this peace state and the mindfulness you're talking, is that the same or is that different? Or
I believe our peace state is a little bit more, I believe.
But, okay, that's a little bit more. Okay.
I think peace state it has some spiritual in it as well. You know.
Okay, that's a spirit in
So
can you describe what you mean by that, the spirit in it as well?
Yeah, because I think that is something that also calm and present, that's very like physical, and the spiritual thing that comes in, that is a belief that about something spiritual an andly dimension, I say, as
spiritual dimension.
So if I believed in God, I would have said that God is with me. It's something like that. That there's a higher power that helps me, that is in me, that will help me to do this.
Okay.
I don't believe
that helps you perform.
Yeah. So I think it's sent me a feeling or a sensation of that there is something within me that is powerful, that is like from the universe or whatever. I don't know what I can call it. That will help me.
So it's something of a higher power that helps you.
Within me. And if I am open, I can take that in.
Okay. So is that when you're in a peace state, you get access to this higher power within yourself?
Yes.
Have I understood that correctly? Yeah, okay.
Yes, so. Okay. Yeah.
So, do you know how to access that state?
No. I don't. No.
Okay, you don't. Have you done it before?
I have done it. Also, I have tried to. I have tried. Also, I have been meditating many years ago. Long time ago. And. I have done some very small mindfulness thing is that I don't do it regularly, and I have not done it so much, so I know if it has helped or not.
Okay. Good. I'm curious here. This peace state, is that where do you feel that in your body? Can you feel it in your body?
Yeah. So then I feel really. I feel also, how can I describe feeling at peace? It's just very still.
It's very still. Okay.
It's very still. It's no thoughts tumbling around in my head, and it's like rather blank.
Okay.
And and my whole body feels calm and relaxed.
Okay,
but
your body is calm and relaxed.
Yeah, but also stable, also stable, stable, like
stable.
So that you can't push me down.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
the primary state of this peace is that calm, or is it another state you have?
I think peace. I think it must be both calm and present. I know now. I talk about, because now when Nelson Mandela died, I think he is a very good role model. And I don't.
So I didn't hear you there.
Nelson Mandela. They have talked a lot about Nelson Mandela lately because he died, and I think.
Yeah.
He's a good role model. And
okay,
I think,
he's a good role model.
Yeah, when I look at him, he's very present and he's very interested in all. Also, everybody that he has talked to says that he was really there for them. And they so that there is very much that to be present. I don't know if he's calm. Yeah, and when you look at him, I mean, you see his face. It's just joy in his face, or like also förundring. What is that? Some wow. Yeah.
Okay.
The word is fantastic. Look, he has in his face.
Okay.
So this is a little bit on the side, but the presentness that he has or had.
The presence he has.
Yes, that is very important.
That's important. Okay.
Yeah, and
so
if I also could have this fantastic feeling that I think he had about, you know, that how the world and people are, also it's fantastic. It's everything is possible, like feeling.
Okay. Everything is possible, and people are fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is in addition. I think that's something I could put on the top of the stage.
Okay, so that's something you can put on top. These frames that people are fantastic, and everything is possible.
Yeah, because I mean that's also what Michael Hall says. How fantastic!
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, he often says that when he he can say that. Also, especially if you say something very unexpected. Oh, how fantastic!
So this joy
and believing. I think that's. That would make it much more joyful also to coach when I have this on the top.
Okay. So now you know what to put on the top, two frames there I heard. And the primary state, is that being present? Is that correct, or is another state you want?
I think it's calm and present.
Calm and present.
Perhaps I think I would like to have, I think I will differ between them, and I will have both at the same time.
Okay, you want those at the same time, calm and present.
Present, yes. And then on the top, and then on the top I put this curious and fantastic and joy.
Curious is fantastic and joy.
Yes.
Okay. So if you had access to this in the start of the coaching session with the coachee, you have this common presence of primary states, and they have this curious joy and fantastic feeling at top, and this frames that everything's possible and people are fantastic.
Yes.
Is this creating this peace feeling?
Yeah, and this will create both a peace and a joy feeling.
And a joy feeling, okay.
Yeah, and that is because that with joy I did not think of first, but when I think of Mandela, I see it's the joy, and I think that's very important also, I believe.
Okay, that's also very important, yeah.
Peaceful and joyful.
Peaceful and joyful. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you need to do to have access to this primary state of calm and presence and this state of joy, fantastic feeling, and curious feeling, and this phrase that everything is possible and people are fantastic, to have this peaceful and joyful feeling in the start of your coaching sessions with the coachee? What do you need to do to access that?
Yeah, that's the key question. I think I believe that to be present, I could do some also a mindfulness exercise. Okay. I have a 5 minute on a recorded. And I could do that.
Okay. You can.
Done that with some coaching clients a few years ago, and with nervous coaching clients. So then we did it together in the beginning. So I believe that that this 5 minutes mindfulness exercise can help.
Mindfulness exercise. Do you do that before the session or at the start?
Yeah, before the session. Before the session, also before the client comes. Yeah. Yes. And I believe that would make me both more calm and more present, actually.
Okay. So when you do this mindfulness exercise, you get this. Calm and present feeling, and the states on top, the curious and joyful, the joy and fantastic feeling, this frames that everything's possible and people are fantastic. Is that access to this presence and calm feeling with the mindfulness exercise?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I don't know actually how I reach that. That is something that I have to find out.
Okay.
I'm usually an enthusiastic person, but not that enthusiastic. I need perhaps.
Okay. what do you mean by that? Can you explain what you mean?
I have friends who are like, they talk about how fantastic. I don't use these terms fantastic very much, or how fantastic as Michael does. So I think I have to mow that. Perhaps I should have a picture of Mandela or something on the wall to look at him. If I have a picture of him when he with his smile and that his eyes, that would be a good inspiration.
Okay.
I think that would be the, as far as I know now, that could be the best inspiration.
Okay. So you can have a picture of Nelson Mandela when he smiles in your coaching room, or where do you want that?
Yeah, or I can have it on my phone and on my PC and on the wall.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So,
is that a reminder for you to access this peaceful and joyful state?
Yes, that will be a reminder for me, because then I can look at him. Okay, or remind. Okay, he is the role model. So,
okay.
Because now I have myself on the top of a mountain on a PC. That is something.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Now, on my PC, I have myself on the top of a mountain.
Okay.
But I can change. I can have different pictures, and I can exchange that for Mandela when I need it.
Okay. You can change it when you need it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now I'm. Just need to. Do a summary here, because you wanted to find your state to access and the state to put on top. Talked about what you wanted, and that you would get better results with the client, find leverage points so they can make the changes they want and have peace with themselves and others, which creates a better place to live in. Then we talked about that you get inspiration and Nelson Mandela's role model for this peaceful and joyful feeling. And you looked at the presence and calm at primary states, and that you want access this curious joy and fantastic feeling on top, and this brings that everything is possible and people are fantastic.
At least that everything is fantastic. So
everything is fantastic. Okay.
Everything is also or could be fantastic in some way or other.
Okay. Okay. So in this session, have you got what you wanted now, or is there more to it?
No, I think that is I have come. I have come some way now, because this peaceful and joyful, that was a new invention now, like that was a new thing.
Okay.
And that's very, I think that's really good to have that in mind, that I would like to have a peaceful and joyful state. Because it's very meaningful for me, both of them. And also, because peace has always been important for me, but this, when I see Mandela for my mind, I feel inside that can inspire me to really feel this joy.
Okay.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
So this were the very new things for me in this session.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you access it with, you talked about you can have a picture of Nelson Mandela when it's nice, and you have this mindfulness exercise to do before the session.
So this mindfulness exercise I can do, and then I can see. So I don't know yet if that will be enough or not, but I can use it. I can try it on and see how it works. and do it as a routine. Listen to it before, because I have it on a CD and I can just have it on my phone or any other place, or just in my head and do the exercise.
Okay.
And I can have these pictures. It's rather easy to get access to.
Yeah.
At least to the symbols,
okay.
I can get access to.
Okay.
So I believe, and just to take 50 minutes before the coaching session starts and do this.
Okay, so 15 minutes before the coaching session. Okay.
So that I'm not, I am there. I have prepared all the tea and coffee and everything before that, and then I have 50 minutes just to get in state.
Do you say 15 or 50 minutes? I don't.
15. 15.
15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
To get in state, I think that would be enough. And then I show, because of what I do now in the last minute is often that I make the tea water and make the coffee and get cups and water and so on.
Okay. So is this ecological for you?
Oh, yes, of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay, of course. Okay.
It's
so,
sorry? It's good for everybody. Yeah.
It's good for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there some part of you who resist?
It's perhaps the only interference I could see, or it's, well, if I'm late for coaching, I mean, then I will be shorter time. Or also if I have a meeting that stops 1 hour before the coaching starts and I have to travel and so on, so it requires that I plan to have enough time when I come to the coaching room. So I have time to take these 15 minutes off, like.
Okay.
So that is the great, I think, well, that is just a planning thing.
Yeah.
Discipline.
Okay.
Discipline,
so you
and planning.
Need to plan your time.
Yes,
okay.
I shall not put meetings just before the coaching.
Okay.
Yeah. Or not coaching after the meetings, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put meetings before, just before coaching, okay.
Yeah. Because those meetings can also, of course, interfere in my mind if they... So I think I need at least 1 hour between the meeting stops and the coaching starts to...
Okay, 1 hour between.
To travel where I shall travel and to make the preparations.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have the feeling that you get what you want from the session to find the states you want to be?
Yes. I found states.
And know how to access it.
Yes, and I will work further with them because I know I'm going to the APG with Rebecca every second Monday. So I will, because then I will work with these states.
Okay.
During the whole APG program that she is giving.
Okay.
So that will be very good. Yeah.
Okay.
I know what to start with.
So you know what to start with. Okay. So
yeah.
If you just imagine the days and weeks to come and months and that you access the states in the APG and do the mindfulness exercise before the coaching sessions when you're coaching, and look at a picture of Nelson Mandela when he smiles, and you plan your time and do this all the needed stuff, and you can perhaps think to a time in the future when you've done this and you're getting used to it. It creates a habit to have this state when coaching, because you've done it so many times.
Yeah. That will be, then I believe that is the best possible preparation I can do.
Okay.
So, with myself, and yeah. So I'm very excited. I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah, okay, you're excited to try it out, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Please let me know later on, because
yeah.
We'd be curious. Huh?
Yes, that is, yes, I'm curious too, but I can't understand how it should not work.
Okay, you can't understand how it shouldn't work, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I do what I have told you, be there in good time, not in a rush.
So are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it when I'm going to something.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're sure, okay.
And after a while, you know, I will can perhaps reduce this 15 minutes. I will access it faster, but I think that I have to start at 15 minutes to start with.
Okay, you start with 15 minutes. Okay.
Yes.
So how will you measure your progress in this for accessing and training practicing this?
Yeah, that couldn't. That's not so easy to measure my progress. So that will be more feeling that this, after the coaching session, I can remember, okay, this went, I was able to really stay with the important words and important feeling, also important things that the client takes up, because when I have rushed, I have a feeling that I have rushed afterwards. I realize afterwards, I rushed this too much. So this is more away from motivation. So I will have a feeling then that I made this very step by step and,
yeah.
Did not rush, and then I got more flow in the situation.
Okay.
And I stopped. I don't know actually. I think that's the only thing I can say, that I don't have the rush feeling, that I have a more calm feeling during the coaching, because then I can keep this calm feeling. When I look at, you know, if I know, oh no, it's only 10 minutes left and we haven't got the KPI yet. Okay, then I just. Also, it's more important that that I get a good session than that I do get the. Comes through the funnel or something.
Okay, so it seems to me that you. Which focus for what's important is more important being a good session or instead of another thing, for example, getting the KPI or.
Yeah, also on that we stay where we are. We take we take the time we need.
Yeah,
if something important comes up, we take the time we need on this issue before we go. I don't say okay, we have to rush. It's only 10 minutes left. So then I can say that, okay, this seems very important to you, and we stay with this issue until we have resolved it.
Okay. Okay. Instead of rushing now. Okay.
Yeah, so that
you have the calm feeling instead of this rush feeling.
Yeah. So that I can,
And that means that I am very, it's important then for me to feel confident that I'm doing the right thing, and that I'm also reflecting that to the client, that okay, that she or he feels that they want to stay there with this issue and don't rush.
Okay. So can you, how do you differ between your calm feeling and your rush feeling?
Now, the rush feeling, that's, you know, that gets stress in my body. That's like I'm, you know, running. So that's the difference between running upstairs and sitting down in a chair.
Okay.
In my body, that's a metaphor, but it's because when I rush, I feel it in my body. It's like an unpleasant feeling in my body that I have that I am in a rush.
Okay, in rush.
I have to catch the bus or whatever.
Okay. So that's the stress in body and other things in the rush feeling. And when you're calm, what do you feel then?
Okay, there I'm on the bus. If you miss one bus, take the next. So the calm feeling is okay. I don't mind if I just do what I have to do now, or what is important to do now, and if I. Yeah, I stay where I am.
So that sounds like the mindset you have then. What do you feel in your body when you come?
So it's what I feel in my body. It's just, it's very still.
Very still, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you feel the stillness?
Yeah, it's in my torso. It's my so my heart is. I don't hear my heart.
Okay.
And so it's much easier to say what it is not. It's not stomach ache or a heart bank or.
Okay.
It's just still, it's confident and stable and relaxed, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, my purpose of asking the question is just how you can measure it, so you can know the difference when you're rushed and when you...
Perhaps I can have perhaps use my, what do I say, pulsklocka.
Sorry?
Pulsklocka, so measure my heartbeat.
Okay.
I can try that.
I could try that on.
Perhaps that could be. I don't know if I get higher heartbeats when I'm rushing, but I probably do.
Okay.
So the heartbeats. So then I can have. Then it could be a real measure.
Okay, then we'll
measure. Heartbeats per minute.
Okay, how many heartbeats per minute, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So
Birgitta...
When I go spinning, you know, I measure heartbeats.
You measure heartbeats, okay. So that's another measure...
That's another way to measure. Yeah, I could check that if I'm... if there is a difference. That could be interesting.
Okay. That could be interesting. Okay. So, do you want to keep this change of that you plan this with the time and that you do the mindfulness exercise and look at a picture of Nelson Mandela when he smiles and get into the right state when you're coaching? Do you want to keep this?
Yes, I want to keep it. I want to try it on. First.
You want to try it on? Okay. You want to try it on first? Okay.
I want to try it on, and try it on many times so I see that it works.
Okay. Well, great. So have you got what you wanted from the session?
Yes, Per, I have got what I wanted.
Yeah, okay.
And great. I've got something to work further on.
Okay.
So I have my homework for the next 6 months.
Okay. Well, thank you for this session, and I'm going to quit the recording right now.